This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast. We'll be here with a new episode for you right after this quick note.
BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. When the games are over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with over 150 slot games. Head to the website today and get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Hey everybody, James Williams here from the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast. Have a special episode for you guys today. Just going to kind of recap some of what happened this week, obviously, with the unfortunate passing of UCLA legend Bill Walton. We're going to spend some time talking to Larry Farmer, one of Bill Walton's teammates and a guy who coached at UCLA for the men's basketball program, and kind of reflect on his thoughts on Bill, their relationship, some stories from him and Bill's friendship over the years, and also the fact that Larry Farmer had the foreword for his book written by Bill Walton. So we'll talk a little bit about that and much more. I'll also spend some time after we've done talking to Farmer about just Bill Walton and some of the stories and tributes that were shared by the many people who share their thoughts and again, just their stories of Walton following the news of his passing on Monday. We'll jump right into it, and we'll get right into our conversation with Larry Farmer. Larry, how are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. It's been a tough couple of days, yeah. But all things considered, yeah, I'm doing great.
Unfortunately, the circumstances that I was, wanted to reach out to you and get you on. Obviously, Bill Walton passed away earlier this week. You know, and again, thank you for your time and coming on and joining me today. As we get started here, I wanted to first mention your book, Role of a Lifetime, Larry Farmer and the UCLA Bruins. We did a podcast in March of 2022, I believe, which has gone by pretty quick here. But I wanted to, when I knew you were going to be on, I said, how can I learn or figure out the relationship that Bill may have had with Larry, right? Mm-hmm. And what is their bond? And you know, I'm like thumbing through the book, trying to see if there was a story I can remember. And then I saw his name on the cover here. And I said, oh, he did the foreword. So I want to read something from the foreword that stuck out to me real quick, if you don't mind here. And then I'll get your thoughts on Bill. But I wanted to get Bill. I wanted to get Bill's thoughts on you before we get started here. So I'm going to go ahead and read from the foreword here. Larry is a better than perfect teammate. He is an even finer human being and friend. He is a pillar of humanity, excellence, accomplishment, and determination. When you're part of something truly special, there is an internal bond. We all have that to this day and presumably forevermore. Yes. That is Bill Walton's thoughts on you. What are your thoughts on Bill Walton, the teammate, the friend, you know, the character that he was? What did Bill mean to you?
Well, you know, I'll tell you a story, and hopefully through telling the story, it will sum all of that up. When I got ready to write the book, who was going to write the foreword or the afterword. You know, you discussed that with the publisher. And there were a lot of names that got thrown out because I know a lot of people. And when we started to talk about Bill Walton, I certainly, as a friend, a brother, a teammate, I didn't want to bother him. I didn't want to have him feel that I was taking advantage of his celebrity because I'd never asked Bill for anything like this before. So the publisher was, you know, he was very insistent. He said, you know, you're probably overthinking. You know, you and Bill are part of a brotherhood, and I'm sure he'd be delighted to do it. Well, it took me about 2 weeks before I got up the courage to call Bill. And I called him and we talked about, you know, family and a bunch of other things. So when it was finally time to get to the point, I said, look, Bill, you know, I'm just finishing up this book. I'm writing about my experiences at UCLA. You know, you're in it, obviously. And I'd love if you would write the foreword for me. If you say no, yes, I completely understand. It's not going to affect Bill goes in that billowing voice, Larry Farmer. I love Larry Farmer. I will do anything for Larry Farmer. And we both busted up laughing and on, you know, it was really easy. And so I guess that's my best way of saying, you know, I love Bill. I treasure the time we spent together. When you are on a basketball team with other players, you have that locker room, that experience, you have that relationship. Then when you graduate, you move on to your life, your professional life, your relationship grows. You know, sometimes it goes, life's going different directions, but, you know, still you're a part of that team. And, you know, of course, at UCLA, we had accomplished something very special. And then in later years, we started to acknowledge and observe the anniversaries of those championships. And I was still coaching. So, you know, for the 30 year and the 40 year reunions of the championship teams, I was never available. But for the 50 year reunions, I was. And the fact that we all started to come back together physically, we kept in contact, we email, we'll call. But when we started to come back physically to celebrate those teams, it was amazing, James, how much more important, you know, at least it became to me. And the last reunion we had, which was the 50-year reunion of the 1973 team, every living member of the team was there. Wow. We'd lost several, but every living member of the team was there. And that's how special that was. You know, and sadly, now we're going to be missing one more.
Yeah. And, you know, it was interesting. I was telling you before we got started here and started recording, you know, so it was interesting because, you know, I do the podcast talking about UCLA and everyone on Twitter had a Bill Walton story. And I'm like, you know, they're like, get on the podcast and talk about Bill. And I'm like, I don't have a Bill Walton story. And as I was telling you before, you know, I'm now regretting the fact that I had seen him in the hotel once, if not twice, there at UCLA and didn't go and introduce myself. Because much like you kind of said, you didn't want to kind of go up to Bill and really like bother him. I mean, he's in the hotel. I kind of see if you're in the hotel, that's kind of your time. And I'm sure he has had enough people come up to him. But then also the thing with the tributes is that you can only appreciate about Bill is he made time for everybody.
Everybody.
You know, he's sitting on the sidelines with broadcasters, fans, people, you know, he knew the first name of just people on the sideline of basketball games and stuff. And I'm like, this man, he was a treasure, not only for UCLA, but I just think for the basketball community. Can you just talk a little bit about what you think his impact is on the game of basketball and even maybe even just UCLA to you know, I guess a different degree?
Yeah. You know, the thing that made Bill so special as a player, you know, was his intellect. You know, oftentimes when you talk about basketball and the guy that has to make all of the decisions, you talk about the point guard, or, you know, in football, you talk about the quarterback. And I think if you talk to any of Bill's teammates, whether it be pro or college, you know, the one thing that you first noticed about him was he had a very, very high basketball IQ. You combine that with him being fundamentally sound. You know, he didn't make mistakes. He rebounded the ball with two hands. The outlet pass was perfect. His footwork in the post was perfect. You know, if he had been 6'6 or 6'7, you know, with his set of skills and his fundamentals. He'd have been an excellent basketball player. You know, he was just blessed to be, you know, 6'11". Yeah. And then he played, and this is what comes through when you watched him as a broadcaster. He played with abundance of joy. I mean, when you were out there with him, his love for the game and his passion was contagious. And, you know, you combine Coach Wooden with, you know, 12 really good players, and one of those 12, Bill, you know, you get 60-0 and two national championships, which is what we had when we played together.
Yeah. Two national championships. I believe you had three in your career. I'm trying to remember the record here for you. It was 88-1.
89-1.
I'm shortchanging you. I'm sorry. But so it's interesting. So you mentioned Bill as a broadcaster, and I was actually going back and listening to some of his player interviews during his time as a player. And I'm like, is that even the same Bill Walton? Because I wasn't around then during his playing days, but he seemed to be a lot calmer, or maybe it's just because he's doing an interview. You know, you know how to kind of be a little bit more professional in those situations. But when you guys are in the locker room, during practice or anything like that, was he still the same character that we saw on our TVs, on our screens, on our phones? Was he still always that same character? Because I'm looking at these player interviews he did back in the day with the red hair, and I'm like, is this the same Bill Walton?
Good question. You know, we all had that public persona,
right,
representing UCLA. And it wasn't that everything that we said had to be scripted, but we were very protective of the privacy that we needed because, you know, we didn't have social media back then, but every possible way that you could be scrutinized at Los Angeles in a media hub, we were. And so we were all a little bit guarded and protective of our privacy. In the locker room, you know, Bill was Bill. He was trusting, you know, and we all earned each other's trust. He was a great teammate. But the funny side that, you know, you would sometimes see on television where, you know, he had those different antics, you know, that was really a part of who he was, you know, as a teammate, you know, once he let his guard down. But certainly, you know, outside of that locker room, he was, you know, a little bit more, you know, apprehensive and a little bit more guarded.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
And that leads me into the dynamic with Coach Wooden. What was the dynamic between Bill and Coach Wooden? What was their relationship like? What kind of insight do you have on them?
Very close. You know, one of the things that Coach Wooden did a great job of is as players, he treated us all the same. You know, some guys are going to play more, some guys are going to play less, some guys are going to get to shoot the ball, some guys are going to get to dribble, but he treated us the same as players. We all had to abide, you know, by the same rules. Mm-hmm. But off the court, you know, he got to know each one of us. So treating us as people, you know, obviously was different. Different maturity levels, different interests, different family backgrounds. And he took the time to do that. And so his interactions with Bill that were, I was privy to, I knew Coach loved all of us and the way he loved us as individuals. And, you know, we were young. And so like all young children, there are times for best authority. He was renowned for pushing Coach's button, but he wasn't alone. You know, we're talking about Bill, but he wasn't alone. And some of the funniest stories about his interactions with Coach Wooden, you know, come from where Coach Wooden had to teach him some life lessons. But you know, they had a wonderful relationship. And like all of us, as we got older, we grew to love and respect Coach Wooden more because you don't realize how important he is with the lessons he's teaching you away from basketball when we were playing for him. But it's amazing how as you get older, you start your own family, you start a career, all of a sudden, boy, you know, a lot of things that he said make a lot of sense now.
Yeah. And Bill was kind of the figurehead, or, you know, when you can't think of the Pac-12 without Bill Walton. You can't think of UCLA without Bill Walton. I'm just curious, as someone who's coached, obviously you played at UCLA, but coached at UCLA, what kind of insight do you have on how he contributed to UCLA, even with just his presence or the basketball program during your time there as the coach?
You know, when I was an assistant coach and then the head coach, whenever Bill would come back, his reception amongst the alumni, the student body was like royalty. And, you know, his what he did for the school, both on and off the court, were so appreciative and so appreciated. And as you mentioned, you know, as he got into broadcasting, anybody, mostly I'm sure there were thousands of people every year that would come to him that he didn't know. Mm-hmm. And he would never turn down an opportunity to engage you in a conversation or take a selfie with you. Right. And he genuinely, if he got in a conversation with you, he was genuinely interested in hearing what you had to say. James, I don't know how many people have come up to me and said, you know, I talked to Bill, I met him one time, and then I saw him, you know, later. This one person told me they met him on the Hawaiian Islands the first day they got there. Bill was over there, you know, casting one of those tournaments. Mm-hmm. And they saw days later, and Bill remembered their name and then said whatever they were getting ready to do that day he met him. How did it turn out?
Hey, everybody, just wanted to take a quick break to remind you guys that the football season is right around the corner. And when you're headed out to the Rose Bowl, what better shirt to wear than a Believe in UCLA Football Podcast shirt? By doing that, you're going out, you're going to the game, you're supporting your team, and you're supporting your favorite podcast at the same time. Some of the proceeds go back to the podcast and help support the content and the different things that we have planned going forward. So what better way to, again, support your team and your favorite podcast than by picking up the shirts? Now, where can you find these shirts? They're available at the Believe Network store, and we made it very easy for you. Scroll down on this podcast, check out the description. I got two links there for you for two different shirts. Make sure you check them out. Find the one that's right for you, and hopefully I see you wearing them out at the game. I'd love to see you wear them.
And a special thanks to Larry Farmer again for joining me on the show. And again, just sharing his thoughts. Obviously, a tough week for him and many others who knew Bill over the years. So just wanted to recap a little bit of Bill Walton's career for those, much like myself, who were unfamiliar with his playing days. Obviously, as someone who's involved in the UCLA community now with this podcast and covering the football team, you know, I'm aware of Bill Walton and what he does or what he did do for the Pac-12 in terms of broadcasting the Pac-12 network. But just him as a basketball player, I really wasn't too familiar with it, other than he was one of the legendary big men. But a little bit as to how he was one of the legendary big men, his career kind of speaks for itself. First, I mean, he was inducted in the Hall of Fame in 1993. He's also a member of the UCLA Athletics Hall of Fame. He was also named to the NBA 75th anniversary team, and again was an NBA Finals MVP in 1977 and was the 1978 regular season MVP for the NBA. And again, the news of Bill's passing kind of came as a surprise to me, as I'm sure it did for several others. I was unaware that Walton had been sick. You know, I was talking earlier on a different radio show and kind of reflecting on, you know, you see Dickie V, who's another notable college basketball broadcaster, and he talks a lot about his journey on social media with cancer and the battle that he's up against. We didn't get that from Bill Walton. And, you know, that's his decision, and obviously that's not something he has to share. But again, I think just because of the character that Bill Walton is and how much he shares and says and the things that he would say, I don't know, maybe you kind of would think you would have known about it or heard about it. But at the same time, I think maybe Bill just wanted everyone to remember him as Bill, and maybe he didn't want to deal with any of the sympathy from those who, once they learned about his battle. So not sure as to why, but at the same time, it's just been pretty cool to kind of see just the different ways that Bill Walton has kind of touched the community, the basketball community, the UCLA community, just the number of different tributes that have been coming out on social media from President Barack Obama, many of Walton's broadcast colleagues, Mike Breen, one of the NBA broadcasters, shared a touching story about a trip that him, his brother, and his father took to visit a Navy ship located in San Diego, where Bill Walton lives, and how Bill Walton went above and beyond to spend those 3 days together with Mike and his dad and his brother. And just, you know, the human being that he was, and showing that he was much more than a basketball player, but someone who cared about you as a person. Shaq also shared on Inside the NBA, the show that he does on TNT, kind of, you know, being honest about the relationship that he had with Bill Walton, and the fact that they maybe always didn't see eye to eye, but at the same time, there was a mutual respect at the end of it, and mentioned that the last time he had seen Bill Walton, that they actually hugged and embraced. One of the things that I think several people noticed, but it wasn't really put together, was it was kind of odd that Bill Walton wasn't there for the Pac-12 college basketball tournament. And there was really no update at the time. Again, many were left unaware of his illness and the fact that he was dealing with prostate cancer. Again, I guess it kind of threw me for a surprise when I woke up and was made aware of his passing, just because I had probably seen him on the campus of UCLA at the Luskin Hotel on campus before a football practice. Maybe, I guess it was probably during the season for 2023. And seeing Bill Walton, and one thing as I've talked about him over the last couple of days since his passing, is kind of the regret that I've had that I didn't go and at least introduce myself or, you know, have a conversation of some sort with Bill Walton the way many others did on social media, and the way they share their stories and their photos and whatnot. And yeah, I just, it's just kind of, you know, I had the opportunity, but you also, it's kind of this thing when you see celebrities or notable or public figures, the last thing you want to do is bother them, especially when they're in the hotel lobby. You know, that's kind of their personal time and space, is the way I viewed it. So I guess I don't necessarily regret the decision, but I think, you know, I would have liked to have had that conversation and just to see, you know, just get to see Bill Walton for my own eyes as to, you know, just, I guess, the story that would have maybe even came out of it, right? Because any interaction with Bill Walton is usually a story for anyone who has any sort of meeting with him. So, again, it's just interesting. Sheryl Crow, John Mayer, among those, reached out with their condolences and their memories of meeting Bill Walton, as many others did. Jay Billis was also on with Rich Eisen, and he shared his memories and his story. So I think one of the things too that came to mind when I heard about Bill Walton's passing was he lived a full life. And I believe that was something I talked to Larry Farmer about. But one thing Bill Walton always said is, I'm the luckiest guy in the world. And I think when you say that, I mean, I feel like anybody can say that, but I think when you were in the position that he was in, being able to travel the world, meet all the different people he's able to meet, I would like to think that he lived a full life and got to do just about everything it was that he would have wanted to do. So while he was only 71 years old, I believe he did a lot more in a lifetime than many will have the opportunity to do. So, yeah, so that's kind of what I have on Bill Walton. Again, a special thanks to Larry Farmer for joining me to talk about his teammate and friend, Bill Walton. And thank you guys for listening. And I'll see you guys, as always, in the next one. Thank you so much.
This is the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast, presented by Bet Online.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.